But we are up to Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ashrei Adam Motzo Chochma, the Adam Yafik Tevuna. The Vilna Gaon makes the point, the Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ashrei Adam Motzo Chochma, and the word Adam, says the Gaon, is repeated. In the first instance, it speaks about Chachma. In the second instance, it speaks about Bina, Tevuna. And the verbs are different one from the other. Adam Matza Chachma and Adam Yafik Tevuna. Yafik is a Poyel Yaitse, to cause something to come out of. Yafik Tevuna. Matza is a Mitzia. Like Yogata Umatasa. Everyone knows that the Pasuk says a Chachma Me'ayin Timotzei, the Vilna Gaon quotes it right away. And let's take a look at the Gra on this Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ashrei Adam Matza Chachma Ki Chachma Me'ayin Timotzei Dahainu Shishma Mirabai Ayimtza Kosuv B'Sefer Lachain Kosuv B'Loshin Mitziah. Mitzia, according to the Gra here, is that this is something that is part of a Masaira that you are becoming part of by discovering it. So the word Mitzia here means to discover. And the idea of Yogata Umatsasa is very interesting, because Yogata is the exact opposite of Umatsasa, as everyone knows. And many of the Svarim write that even after all of your Yegiyah, it still remains a Mitzia. But he's not talking about after the Yegiyah, he's talking about at the original source. A person finds Torah either by hearing Torah from his Rebbe, or by finding it in a Sefer. Then, he learns. And after hearing the Shir, and struggling with the Shir, and deepening his understanding of the Shir, or looking at the Sefer, and deepening his understanding of the Sefer, he comes to a Havana and to a deeper appreciation of what it says or what he heard from the Rebbe. That's the level of Adam Yafik Tevuna. So he says, for Adam Yafik Tevuna, Mizeh sheyavin ha-chochma al buryo yizgala ritzayna chochma. So in other words, everything starts from Chachma, but Chachma is not enough. It's almost the proof of having the Chachma that you're able to work with the Chachma. And this is, of course, why everyone mentions the expression Mevin Dava Mitoch Dava, and we learned it in the past in the Bir Hagra a number of times in the earlier Prakim. Bina is the ability to develop the ideas of Chachma. So that's why, says the Gra, the Lashon of Mitzia applies to Chachma, and the Lashon of Yafik, that verb applies Dafka to Tvuna, because you take the Chachma and you make it, you fashion it like putty in your hands, like clay for the potter. That's how you fashion the Chachma into a perfect vessel. And you understand its deeper meanings. Then I put it in italics because it's part of the Gra, but it's Kabbalah in Yonim. V'ama beis pamim Adam shegimul Adam he. The Tikkun Zohar in a number of places mentions that there are three levels of Adam relating to the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. And he says here that the third level is Ne'alam, so there's only two Adams mentioned here. It's not for us to discuss. The Bir Hagra on the very next Pasuk. The next Pasuk says, Ki toif Sachra Mischar Kosef Umechorut Tuvu Asa. Sachra, like from the word Schaira, Ki toif Sachra Mikol Schaira. So this is the Pasuk that the Chachma and the Tvuna is more valuable than Kesef, than the Mischar from Kesef, of a financial transaction, the Chorutz Tvua. And what is Chorutz, we'll see in a moment. We'll take a look in the Bir Hagra. Ki ha'adam ha'aisek be'iske ha'aylam hu be'bezin yon. Echad hu ha'mayvil schayla me'medina le'medina v'haynu la'arviyach mamon. In other words, a person that's in business, whatever the business is, it's a transactional kind of affair. He's not producing anything, he's not creating anything, he is a middleman who basically takes from place A to place B, and that's taking it from a place maybe where it's frequent and commonplace to a place where it's rare, and that's how he makes his profit. So these types of merchants, that's like Hosoka, Nia, Seicha, Mimelchon, Tom, Lachma type of person. This is the person who brings Skyrim from Medina to Medina. Ba'beis, the second one, is the one who produces. The one who's a farmer, he creates, he produces the tvua. Oivet Adoma v'zayreya. The Iker Atachlis, Afilu Shel HaSeicha, Gam Ken Liknois Tvua, Liyis Loila Elchot. Barvocha Skyrim, Hu Ma'at, Lefi Erech HaVocha Satvua. He says a very interesting thing. He says that when you take seeds and you throw it into the ground and you're successful, the percentage of gain is always greater than in schayr. Very interesting idea. I don't know if a modern business person would think that. You buy stocks and you sell it 2 days later when it's went sky high because of some rumor, and there's no farmer that could ever match something like that. But the Gra says here...
You know any farming billionaires today?
Yeah, no. Farming billionaires, right? Bikar tachlis ha'filu shal ha'seicher is liknois tvua, and ma'ak lefi erech harvachas ha'tvua, ki betvua marviach lefamim chamisha pa'amim neged ma'ashe zara. You know, of course, that the words for the neighborhood in Yerushalayim, Me'o Sha'arim, is misunderstood to mean 100 gates. Me'o Sha'arim. Like Pischuli Sha'arim said it. But it's not Me'o Sha'arim gates, it's 100-fold, we would say in English. In other words, his Rio was so successful that he succeeded in making 100 times as much. Here he's speaking about 5 times as much. Neged Mashazora, the Yosef, and even more. Uschairu marviach le'erech echad mechamisha o Yosef ma'at. It's very interesting that the Goyen is entering into this whole perspective. He says, so I think what he means by schayra is what we mean. He means like a peddler. You know, a fellow comes, he asks him, what is your percentage? Like, how much do you expect to gain? So he says, I'd be very, very happy if I make 20% over or above my cost. Now, Shane came a farmer. He's not looking to make 20% over the zera that he bought. Because, and of course, you have to understand something. The whole avoda of the farmer is the amount that he puts in physically. It's this, the zera itself is a very small percentage of the value of what he puts in. You go out and you buy zera in the store, and you throw that zera into the ground, and you could disappear and then come back 6 months later, whatever it is, and have a whole farm that doesn't exist. So you have to do charisha. What does Rav Shimon ben Yochai say in the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei of the Beis of Brachas? And on. Taira Matahela. It's a tremendous avoda. Tremendous avoda. I remember there was a sofer in the mountains. So I once asked him, you're also a farmer. When do you do the safras? He says, in the dead of winter. There's nothing to do. I mean, the farm is this. It's a ganzen shtil. And I guess he milks his cow in the morning or whatever it is that he has there, a couple of goats, and then he has the whole day to write this far. So this idea of the Goyin, I think, harks back to such a notion that the amount of zera that you put in accomplishes a huge product, a huge return, exactly. Mashiach came the peddler, he expects, he's very happy with 20%. But what is it nogeya us? Zok de gra lochein oimer sakra toiv mi kesef shemarviach mi schoira. So in other words, when he looks at the pasuk, he says the sakra of toira ashri adam atzachochma v'yofik tvuna is toiv sakra mi schar kosef from mischar umeicharutz. So he says, Tvua sa haprishalah, who neged chachma utvuna. So now, as the Gaon does everywhere in Mishlei, he says, whenever you see these Mishalim, they're not stam hibigachazah, hibigachazah, again and again. Each phrase is precise in its relationship to the previous phrase in the pasuk. So, for example, if he speaks about Schaira, it has to refer to Chachma Otuna. And when he speaks about Tfua, it has to refer to Chachma Otuna. So let's see how it works out. How? Shechachma hu dugmas haschayra shemayvil mimedina lemedina. Kein tzarech leilech v'lilmad mirabo. Haysa kani yaseche mimerchot tovi lachma. V'atvuna hu ma shemaytzi min hachachma ki atvuna hu ma shezora o shekona min hakesef shirviach me haschayra. V'ze mei atzmai v'yegia kapoi. He points out that in Pasuk Yud Gimel it starts out with the word Ashrei, and Pasuk Yud Dalet it speaks about Toiv, because it's both. It's Ashrecha v'Toiv Loch. And as Chazal tell us, Ashrecha v'Olam Hazeh, the Toiv Loch l'Olam Haba. Why does he call Schaira Chachma or Chachma Schaira? So he says because you have to go out and get it. You have to go out and acquire it. You have to find your Rebbe. You have to go for the Sefer. In the Inyan of Tavuna, he says, that's compared to a person who farms and produces the Tavuna himself, because Tavuna requires your own Yigiya and your own efforts to understand what you achieved, what you acquired of the Schaira, of the Chochmah. So this is the Goy's interpretation of the two psukim that we're speaking about, the Torah that you hear from the Rebbe or from Sfarim, and that is compared, use the word Metziah, because you find it, and the reason that it's compared to Schaira is because you go out and find your Rebbe, and then it is not as much of a gain until you're Yogeya yourself with it, which is the Tavuna, which is Yafik, and which is compared to Tavua, precisely for that reason, that you have to be Zaireya and Kaitzer, b'chulu, b'chulu, alright, so that's the Bir HaGra, as far as this is concerned. By the way, Rashi points out, in the next piece, Rashi, Mishlei Gimel Yudalit, Kitoy Sakhra Mishkar Kosef, called Rashi is very beautiful, and Rashi, of course, points out that the schayra of Torah, they say, is the best schayra. Where does that come from? That expression, Torah is the best schayra, from these tukim. So what makes Torah the best Eschayra? So Rashi here has a Yisayt. Of course, you can give 50 reasons why Torah is the best Eschayra. But one principle which Rashi elucidates is that when I make an exchange with you in business, I give up something in order to gain something else. No one is going to give me his material unless I give him money. Nobody's going to give me the money unless I give him the material. So in the end, there's a chalipin, because Reuven has A and Shimon has B, and now the hefesh. But neither of them have both. Masha Ein Kein, when two people are learning, you can end up that both of them have both shtiklach Torah, both shiur and both habanas. I pointed out in the past the use of the word nidbaru. Remember? Us nidbaru yirei Hashem yishal reyehu. So why is it Nidburu Yirei Hashem instead of Dibru Yishar Yehu? You expect always Dibru. They spoke to one another. What's Nidburu? So the answer is that Nidburu means that there's a reflexive here. And the Nafkamina is, remember we spoke about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, that they all died in one parak. What was the problem? Shaloino Hagukov Zeba Zek. It means I considered my Torah to be chashuv, and the only reason you're my chavrusa is that you should hear my Torah. Of course, since you won't do that unless I listen to yours. So I listen, but I listen with half an ear because I'm just waiting till I can say my chelik to you. That kind of chavrusa shaft is not going to end up nimtza that both of them have both shtikot. I'm going to end up with my Torah just the way I began, and you're going to end up with your Torah the way you began. And furthermore, there's not going to be any criticism that's going to fall upon deaf ears. It's not a criticism. So Mimela, I have to be willing to receive your Torah, and you have to be willing to receive my Torah. Even more than that, I have to be interested in a chavrusa shaft for the reason that I am hearing your Torah and your criticisms of mine. If that's my agenda, what word is used in the pasuk? Nidbaru. If that's not my agenda, then it's not Vayakshev Hashem HaNishma. Because that Torah can never result in the emes of Torah unless you have a genuine willingness to hear the other person out in an extremely respectful way, that he has what to say to me that's critical. It doesn't matter who the chavrusa is. I have to be able to listen to him. It's Gate Milan Levin. I must hear what he has to say. That's Nidru. And by the way, it's very interesting. Why is it Yirei Hashem Yishol Reyehu? I don't know if I mentioned this or not in the past. We're talking about Talmid HaChomim. We're talking about Divrei Torah. Minayin Shafim Shnayim Shiloshim V'Oiskim HaTorah. So they're learning Torah. Why call them Yirei Hashem? The answer is because Gaiva gets in the way all the time. I am saying it's Torah, so I want you to hear it because it's my Torah. It's my idea. I brought it into the world. I created it. And of course, by definition, therefore, it has to be right. Because it's mine. I said it. It has to be right. So what will you possibly critique in something that I'm saying if what I say is, by definition, right? So what's felt be'ikar, Yerushalayim felt. That's the nekuda. The nekuda is the difference between Nidru Yishareyu and Nidru Yishareyu is Oz Nidru Yir Hashem Yishareyu. So that's what Rashi here says, that they both end up with that schayra. Unlike Mischar, where there's a chalipin, here in Torah, both end up with the schayra. That's only with his Nidru Yir Hashem Yishareyu. I caught him at the bottom, just in Tlasant Nelashim. Very interesting. This Rashi dovetails exactly with the Zoya. The Zoya says on this pasuk, "He taught Sapa Mischar Kosa Mechartz Vuasa Da Oylif Leda." Reuven teaches Shimon the Da Oylif Leda, right? And Shimon teaches Reuven. And the footnote on the bottom, Da Oylif Leda, is Abdu Mishalvon Da Im Da. They are mishulav. What's mishulav? They are interlinked, intertwined. They become one. And what is the result? Do notil dileyu de chavrei, the do notil dileyu de chavrei, u mishal v'do v'do. You see what he says? Exactly milo b'milo, what Rashi says. But it's in Aramaic, that's the whole thing. And this one takes his own and his chavr's, and his chavr also takes his own and his chavr's. The meila, what the Zohar is, that in that Nidburu lies a Valdeke accomplishment. That the two become one in themselves too, not just in the Torah. The Valdeke is an emes chavrusa shaft. You see it happen. It's a very remarkable thing. They become Poshut one. I think it was Reb Naftali Trop, if I'm not mistaken, but Reb Naftali Trop and Reb Yeruchim sat together with chavrusa for a very long time. They sat on the Mamish Yoyim Balayim. And so it was described, the Chavrusa Shaft, that Rabbi Yeruchim, let us say, would hold the Rashba, and he would ask Rabbi Naftali, what's happened up there? What's Shver over here in the Sukh? And he was supposed to be Mechadim to the Kashis of the Rashba. And if he was Mechadim to the Kashis of the Rashba, so he would ask himself, what's that from Zogin? You know, what is there to answer over here? What is your conclusion? And he was supposed to be Mechayim to the Terutzim, to Raya, you understand? But this is a Chavrusa Shaftavos, it's Velt Mamish for them, Einem. So that's the Yisoid of Rashi, and the Zoyar that is brought down here from Parshas Truma. Rashi Nochamol, Kol Chimufim Sha'odah Makut Bischoira, Zenoitel Zeb, Zenoitel Zeb. And that's why schor is better. This schor is better than any other schor. This yisoid of the Kinyan HaTorah, I brought down a very beautiful Kli Yokar that speaks about the washing that Eliezer had. Nezem Zohav Vayikach HaIsh, right? Remember the pasuk? Vayikach HaIsh Nezem Zohav Beka Mishkolot Ushnei Tzmidim Al Yodel. So he says a very interesting thing. What does the word tzmid mean? It means something that is mechuba. What is Beka? What is Bekeya? To split apart. So he says here you have a loshein that one word is referring to breaking apart, and the other word is referring to merging, putting together. So this captured his imagination. He says the imtadaktik b'lishon tzmidim b'lishon beka timtza shehem shnei hafochim, they're opposites. Ki beka dover echad shenivka l'shnayim, beka is something that's split in half. U'shnei tzmidim. So he says, then Ramaz Bozet, Shetoiv Sakra Mishar Kesef Nechmodim, Kikinyana Kesef Tomid Bakul Chatzoy. He says, not because I have to give up what I have in order to get what you have. He says, because Ein Odom Meis Vachatzi Ta'avosu Biyodom. A person can never fulfill his desire for Olam Hazeh. He says a very beautiful thing. Look at the word mamon, right? And listen, like folks, I'll give you a shtickle hakdom before we understand exactly what it says. You have the first three letters of the alphabet, right? So aleph, lamed, fei, they're different letters. Aleph is not lamed, and lamed is not fei. Bez yutzof, gimel yud mem lamed, whatever, right? So they're all different osios, but some of the osios are doublings of the same letters. Like mem is mem mem. When you write out the letter mem, well, how do you write it out? Mem mem. Vav, vavo, right? Nun is nun and nun. So what does he say here? He says that the three osios that make up the word mamayin all have doublings. Why? He says, because the letter mamon is half of what you would write out in full. Very interesting. Mem is 40. The mem that's written behind it is a double mem. Because if a person has 40, he wants another 40. By the way, the Vilna Gaon said, and others say, that if he wants 40, he wants, if he has 40, 80. He wants 80. But he's satisfied to say that he wants another 40. So he says, Aval, Kinyan HaTaira, Kulay Tzambur Mechurba, Mechubar, Umarba HaShalom, Lechadish Chayim Nifradim, Kma Shanem HaShalom Rav Loyave Sarasecha. This is really the chibur that includes what the zoya that I just mentioned to you was talking about. It remains with him forever. It binds itself to him. Money falls away. It stays here on earth. And even that is only in this world. Right, the mitzvah shnei tzvi tzmidim ki adarav a mitzvah geiremus oid mitzvah shleima v'hamamon al piv yia kol riv v'chol noga ubein achim yafrid. He says money, it only serves to divide people. The biggest machloikus in families is over money. So he says that all the milas that Torah has are in the chibur that it has together with you and being making shalom, making a chibur between different people. And mamon is the exact opposite. Mamon is mafrid. Of course, if you take the mamon and turn it into a mitzvah, that's a different story entirely. So this could serve as the foundation of an appeal in case any of you want to make an appeal in Yeshua. Now, from now on, and for the rest of today's year and next year, we're going to discuss a topic which really comes in, you might say, the zat. What's the English expression from left field? But I felt that it's a very fascinating topic, which many people think about. And it's an opportunity to speak about this topic because it's brought in, may inyan le inyan, as we shall soon see, from Rabbi Avadia Yosef's Tshuva, where he speaks about one of the drushas that he gave about Libur HaTorah. The issue is a very simple one. In the larger umbrella picture of the issue, and then there's a prat, but I gave Libur HaTorah specifically. Can I give somebody the schar of my mitzvahs?
Sure. It's sold. The Gemara has stories with people selling their chelik melamabar.
Well, so you know the mice I told you once a long time ago in the yo-yo. So I don't know if all of you remember it or if you heard it. I'm going to repeat it again as a hakdama to these times. My Shreya Zalzai Gezulim is now in Yerushalayim, and so he has been for 30 years for the young Titan, at least. And every year he's here. He gets a call one day, while he is in Yerushalayim, from a Yid in Haifa, if it was in Haifa, and he doesn't recognize his voice right away, but the person identifies himself, and of course immediately he recognizes who this person is. A childhood friend that he hasn't seen for tons of years. The last connection that he had to him was in the village in the city of Haradok, where my Shred's father was the Rav of the town, and they had an Asik with one another, and he's calling about that Maisa Shahaya, which of course you understand occurred more than 60 or 70 years before. Now, this is the Maisa Shahaya Kachoya. There used to be a Gvir that came every year, or whatever, America, the cave of Harvey's, and whenever he came, he would give the Rav whatever he needed for the community, and he would give out chocolates to the children, and everybody would line up, and everything, etc., etc. No, Fashtein said that he was very fond of the Rav's children, so he brought this little boy, 6 years old, whatever he was, he bought him a special toy, a yo-yo. A yo-yo from America. His chaver, who was used to toys that were more or less like were tin cans or something like that, from the bus of the Chicago, probably was never on him. I'm sorry. Esatim Bigus the yo-yo. And his taifa became so strong that he begged him to give him the yo-yo. I'm not giving you the yo-yo. But he said, I'll give you whatever I have. And he started emptying out his pockets, all the junk, the marbles, and this and that, whatever, and over there. Little pieces of string, maybe a frog or two, I don't know what they have. But the mice said the Gomish Golfen, because my Shred looks at all that junk and he sees the yo-yo, and of course it stays up, you don't have to be highly intelligent for that. And he was very brilliant anyhow. But the mice, he says, nothing to it. So he, in total frustration, he asks him, is there anything that I can give you? You know, I'll run home, I'll go ahead. He says, that, and you'll give me the yo-yo. So he said to him, if you'll give me your chelik and olam haba, I'll give you the yo-yo. 2 6-year-olds. It's no problem. So he said, I'll do it. He'll do it. 70 years later, and he's calling him up. Nice and sharp.
Wants it back.
He's hysterical. He tells us the whole mice.
It's Levisa now.
He says, I don't know how much longer I have. Only the edges of those that. And I'm not he's the desperate soul. My shver starts, going. So he starts telling him the halachas. He's telling him, first of all, the children, and children, what their transactions are meaningless. They don't have das, and cloud, you can't give away your own mabot like that. And said, the garbage help him. You know, like that. He was complete. He said, I want to hear that you give me back my chaylik of Olam Haba. So Heaven Bidol has very dull, even though he believes it's not necessary, but he told him, he says, I give it back to you. Nefesh Nafetzi, you can have it 100%. Oh. You know what the problem is? The difference between the men and the boys are the price of their toys. It's an altar bar. It's not in any Gemara this lotion, but it's nevertheless correct. The main passage is the long clear of the bar. It's really not so much. The price of the toys changes. First it's a yo-yo, then it's a fancy car, a nice house, it's all tchotchkes, because it's nothing to do with what life really is all about, and certainly what Torah Mitzvah is all about. But I want you to know that whenever I hear that story, I tell over the story, a shiver goes down my spine. Because you see, you know what it's doing to? I'll give you the perfect analogy. It's a very well-known story, whether it ever happened, or it's just somebody made up the marshal. There was a rav that darshaned about Mashiach's coming, that it doesn't have to come with great fanfare, and he doesn't have to come from who knows where. He can come, mamish, to your door, to the town, to the village, and everything stops, and Mashiach is there. And everybody going to Eretz Yisrael. So a yid, a simple Jew, comes home after hearing this rasha from his rav, from the rav of the town. And he tells over the destruction that Mashiach had come in the Bible and that's his son of blood. So she asks, and what about our goat? So he says, what do you mean, what about our goat? What about it? Did the Rav say that we can take our goat, or we just have to go like that? So he answers, he says, I'll tell you the truth, the Rav didn't say anything about a goat. It's none of that. The goat probably stays here. Go back to your Rav, she says, and tell him. In no uncertain terms, if the goat stays, I stay. So this is an old story that was very, very famous in the circles, in the Torah circles. What is the pshat in this? So we have a right to laugh at this silly woman without sometimes realizing that whether it's a goat or it's a very fancy house or a very successful parnasa or a beautiful community where everything seems to be terrific and wonderful, and we really feel very comfortable even in our Avodas Hashem. So if us it's Mashiach, that's a Chesel and develop. So you'll say, yeah, it's good for the Ethiopians, the Jews, or whatever, the Chesel, whatever, something like that. Or the Familia, Falut, says, hey, find them. That's the problem. The problem is that we don't have, that we are as absurd. Because we can't fully anticipate Mola Haaretz Deyas Hashem. We can't fully understand the cataclysmic transformation of the world. On Shabbos, I spoke about Venaru Elof Kol HaGoyim, the second parak of Yeshayo. Imagine, the Goyim will rush to Yushalayim, Kivitzion Tetzesorah, and all they want is Yoreinu. They want us to teach them Torah. They want us to teach them the proper way. It's an unbelievable transformation of the world. I always say that the Rambam says, because based on the Gemara now from Shabbos, that Shmuel says, the Rambam says that the Gorza even kept us, and all of that, that's just the Moshe Ba'alma. Because basically nothing will change. It's the biggest change of all. I mean, Rambam says that gold and silver will be la-la-ripe on the streets. Nobody has any time for it. Nobody has jealousy from it. And nobody's fighting over it. So that's more than Barzai and Kedis to our minds. But the fact that we don't fully understand at Heichon HaDvarim Magim makes us look at this Mashiach ideal and it was severely damaged. And I'm not going to go into that. But you can't just sing about Mashiach and start screaming, we want Mashiach now, and all of that stuff. You have to understand that where we are is catastrophic, not just for us, for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, for the Shechita Begalusa, for the Tzar Hashchina. It's catastrophic. If a person understands that, his pining and his yearning is more than for anything that he's missing in the world. And that's a different kind of living. Living in anticipation of Mashiach means that you have a deeper understanding of what life is all about. That's the point. Because otherwise, it's a yo-yo. And the yo-yo is blinding me that I can even give away my other mabo sometimes for it. Except when you hear a story about a yo-yo, you start to laugh. But each one of us has our yo-yo. And that's the critical nekuda. Anyhow, that's the hakdama. Can you give away your chelik and other mabo? Can you sell your schar and mitzvahs? Is there a point to any of this? Now, in this, you have to divide between two things. Almost at the outset. Are we talking about Torah schar, limud ha-Torah schar, Yisachar zvulun, etc.? Or are we talking about mitzvahs ba'al? I just washed Netilas Yadayim in the morning. You know, there's a very beautiful story. I can't help it. I have to tell you this story. This is the most literature of the Hasidic stories that I know. But you'll see what I mean in a minute. Reb Mendel of Vitebska, Zechayna Livrocha V'chayo L'mabo, was a brother-in-law of Uri Streliska, the son of. These are giants. Anyhow, there was a Yid Reb Moshe, the story goes. Reb Zevin brings it down in the Sipur HaChassidim. And the Yid Reb Moshe that had an arenda, he had an inn, you know, he surrendered and the goyim But Bekitzah, he lost his palace. And it's a disaster. It's mamish a disaster. And he comes crying bitterly to Rebbe Ratavit. So Rebbe Ratavit says, go to Rebbe Uri Streliska. And he'll, in the schus of Rebbe Uri Streliska's mitzvah, develop the whole thing. So he goes to Rebbe Uri Streliska. Rebbe Uri Streliska is 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. He's about to go to the mikveh. He tells him this whole story and what his brother-in-law said, Rebbe Ratavit said. He says, you know what? I give you completely my schus of my mikveh. And the Rebbe Uri Streliska says, mikveh is nishtab. Anyhow, he comes back to the Mendel. No, I got it. So he says, run right back. He's about to put on his tefillin, or whatever it was about to do. Run right back. It's not enough. So he runs back. He puts on his tefillin. He says, I'll keep this list of the tefillin. Isaiah Kriya Shema, Isaiah Shema Esra. I'm not going to belabor the whole thing. I was chazat zafil, nocha mitzvah, nocha mitzvah. My mind-boggling levels of devotion to Hashem, of tevekus. And he comes back to Reb Mendel. He says, you tell Reb Uri to come to me. So he comes to me and says, I gave him my mikveh, I gave him my tefillin, I gave him my Shema Yisrael, I gave him my Shema Yisrael. What more can I give him? So he says, I'll tell you what you can give him. Let you and me go and knock on one door after another and ask the oil to help this poor unfortunate fellow. And the schar of that mitzvah, let's give to him. Maybe the Galitvish and Isa. Schar of mitzvahs. Not helping Ayin, you know, and that's what he's trying to show. That the first thing that he should have done was run and say, what can we do? Who can we go to? Anfas, this question of can you give over the schar of a mitzvah is very different than which question? Limud HaTorah. And even in Limud HaTorah, there are very subtle distinctions that are very important. So how do we begin? So there's a very famous Rav Haigoy. That's how we will begin. The Abiyah Omer, I have Rav Haigoy here a few times mentioned in a few tshuvas, but the Rav Haigoy is mentioned here in the Abiyah Omer as well. It brought down by himself, as it were, but it brought down from the tshuva of Aram Al-Shakar, or Al-Ashkar, as he sometimes is called. And he writes Vizet Tamsis Dvarosh. Ayin Bishad Truvas Maram, you see? Shehebi Truva Sheilu Rabbeinu Haigoy. Rabbeinu Haigoy was asked the following question. Sheilu, Hanoi Heiklis, Hanoi Sheini Bachamishi. There was a Yid who was a very Erlich Yid, and he was Nizer, and he fasted Mondays and Thursdays on a regular basis. Vachakach Omar Scha Tanius Eilu Yiyelu Ployne. Ma. He said that all of the taniyos that I fasted, I want the schar that I should be getting for that should go to another person. So he wants to know what's the consequence of making such a statement. Is it chal? Is it not chal? Listen to the lashon. Beheshiv. Devarim elu divrei hevel he. He says it's nonsense. She'ech yala alev loymar. She'schara shalachisik v'toyru v'masim toivim yinosin lozeh. V'alu nema tzidkas ha-tzadik olav tiyeh v'rishas arosha olav tiyeh. This is a pasuk, as I point out to you, in Yecheskel, which begins with the very famous expression, ha-nefesh ha-choyteis hi tamuz. Bein lo yisov avon ha-av, ha-av lo yisov avon ha-bein. Tzidkas ha-tzadik olav tiyeh v'rishas rosha ha-rosha. The different yisois, and the two different yisois, k'sukri k'siv, olav tiyeh. So Bekitzer, the Rav Haigoin used the lashon of this pasuk to say that what you do is yours and remains yours for better or for worse. And there's no such thing, you know what they have sometimes on these tickets, non-transfer. So he says mitzvahs, and he seems to say Isaac Batayr also, by the way, interestingly enough, Isaac Batayr uber mitzvahs. He said they're not transferable. The one who does it gets schar. The one who fails to do it gets an oinish. But they cannot give up their schar just as much as you can't give the oinish to somebody else. When you say, I give my oinish to somebody else.
Good business.
So the same way he says you can't give the schar to somebody else. That's his opinion. He says, ukashem, and by the way, I'm just repeating what he actually said. Ukashem, she'ein odom nitvas ba'avon zulasa, kach ein odom zoyche bezchus zulasa. Hayachshiv Adam shematan schar mitzvahs u'dover shi'isayu b'cheikoi. Does he think that matan schar is a commodity that you hold in your pocket and you're ready to give it over to whoever you feel like? Shi'isayu b'cheikoi shi'yuchal litnoi l'acher. V'zeh shemochar schar ta'nisoi lechol kalbo l'sheyusei. What is lechol kalbo l'sheyusei? This is an expression from the Gemara in the Sefer Tanis. There were different attitudes towards fasting in part of Chazal and Aranya. And the opinion that's mentioned here is in the name of Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Sheshes. Hai bar bei Rav de Yosef de Tanisa, lechul kalbo l'shiruzei, let a kelev eat his meal. What does it mean? So, if you'll take a look, I quote from the Sefer Kaftan of Ferach, who was the Talmud of the Rosh, so he writes about, in the footnote number 4, about 8 lines down. You see where the word the Sheirusei begins the line? V'hatam, he says, She'ein ha-mitztayer yochol l'chavei l'shmu osav lo lamur al tarosav. The kol shkein ha-ish ha-roev. And he says that the reason is, and that's why Rav Sheshes spoke specifically about a bar be'rav, a Talmud in the yeshiva. So the Talmud in the yeshiva is Yoshev the Tainus, he's damaging his ability to learn. And he's ruining his opportunity of gaining from the Rebbe and steiging and learning, which is his agenda to begin with. So what kind of a price is that to pay? So he says that's why it's inappropriate for that kind of a person. For other people, maybe it is appropriate. But Rav Haigoin, it's not my reason I brought it down, is because it's very interesting, if you have a minute, to go through that kaft of the Ferach. Oh, but to continue with Rav Haigoin, Lechol kalbo l'sheirusei is using that expression to say whoever sold the schar of his tainus, then his tainus is worthless. I mean, what kind of business is this anyhow? He's saying, "Mas schar yesh le'oy deitzlak on the shmorku, u'kvar not al domin." So he apparently, by the way, he understood from the story that this person sold. He didn't just give it away. He sold it to someone. So he says, "What kind of schar?" The other fellow didn't buy anything. And this fellow, by showing his zilzul in the schar, that it's not that important to him, that he can sell it for money, so he's mevazeh the tainus as well, and therefore v'karavu l'kabel per onus l'kabel schar, ki osa shem shamayim plaster, u'kakardeg lechol boy lechem. So b'kitzah, what would we say based on what we just read from our paragraph? Is he for it or against it?
Against it.
He's against it. Okay. So Rav Haigoin says it doesn't happen. He says he's against it, and it doesn't happen. So here you have this question. Avovada continues. Mi shenosan schar lemelamed kedei lelamed taira. Yesh loy schar godol al kach. V'chein amachil oni eichokom kedei levorcho. It's a very, very important phrase which is repeated in a number of sparks. The schar that he gets is not because he bought it, it's because of the mitzvah that he did. But the mitzvah that he did is to help others. So in other words, mush. If I put on tefillin, and Chaim Yankel is a fellow who has money, right? And I can use some money. So he comes over to me and he says, you know what, I'll give you the money, but I want to transact with you. I want to make a mischa. What do I want from you? I want your scar tefillin, or I want your mabot, like for the yoga. So he said, that Rav Haigon says can never happen. Because you're not abiding on the schar that you're supposed to get. It's not b'cheikah that you should be able to take it out of your pocket and say, you know what, I don't need it right now, or I think I don't need it, I'm going to give it away to you. Or I'll sell it to you, because I need money right now. So that's something you can't do. But what happens if a person says to a fellow who's putting on tefillin, I'm not asking you for the schar of your tefillin. I'm not asking you for anything. I want to help you because you're a poor man. That produces schar for this fellow for pu'ulasahu, for the ma'aseh tzedakah that he did. So any time you matzik yedei oisei ha-mitzvah or facilitate the possibility even of another person doing a mitzvah, you get schar for the facilitation. But not because that person's schar somehow connects to you. You understand? So it's a completely different story, he says. And particularly, this is very interesting, he says, if you help a person to learn who otherwise would not have the time, the health, the strength, or whatever it is to learn, because he has to be Isaac and Kanoso, or Refuf. Such a person that you heal, such a person that you support, that's of course what we call it. That type of relationship.
Yisachar Tzvul.
Is it really Yisachar Tzvul and exactly or not? This is a very interesting thing. So now he writes, what Gemara and Saita is he talking about? I put it down in the footnote. That's the famous Gemara of Yisrael and Zulun. It's actually the only Gemara of Yisrael and Zulun. Saita daf chaf aleph amud aleph. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, in Yitei Ishas Kol Ha'am Beisai Ba'ava, Ba'ava, in the Ava. That's the diuk in the pasuk. That they're talking about a specific ava, the kamatz under the bays. Whenever it's a shva under the bays, it means any ava. So it's not talking about a specific ma'isa shahoyah. But bo ava is referring to a specific ava. Which ava are we talking about? Because it doesn't say. So in yiten ish, as kol hoin beisai bo ava, if a person wants to give all the money that he has to acquire that ava, which ava? So the Gemara says, "Ba'avo sh'av Rabbi Yochanan es haTorah and so on." That's this Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Amar Ula loike Shimon Achi Azaria." The footnote number four, the bottom of the page. My boys of Uzaloi, Amar Ula loike Shimon Achi Azaria. Who's Shimon Achi Azaria? Look at three lines from the very bottom. Rashi, Shimon Achi Azaria Tanohu b'Mishne Kamaisa Dizvachim. His name is mentioned in the Mishnahs, in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. V'lomad Torah al yedei achiv shayu oisik b'prakmatya, kedei sheyachlik b'schus limudoi shel Shimon. L'kach hu nikra al shem Azaria achiv. Why is he called Shimon Achi Azaria? Well, in the most of the time, the person doesn't have a name based on his brother. He has a name based on his father. So, or his grandfather, Ben Benoisha. Why does he have here Shimon Achi Azaria? So something must be going on between Shimon and Azaria that is called Shimon Achi Azaria. So it could have been different things. Rashi explains that what happened with Shimon Achi Azaria is that Shimon was able to learn and become a Tana because his brother Azaria was Isaac, and it's an interesting name, Azaria from Isaac. Right? So Shimon Achi Azaria, because Azaria was supporting him, and that's why his name became Shimon Achi Azaria. Very interesting. Like Azaria's name entered into the Mishnah too. That's the point. He even has a chelik in being remembered. Torah in the Mishnahs. And now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan debate the Sia. Rabbi Yochanan debate the Sia means Rabbi Yochanan Laman al Yedei Hanasi Shahayu Mefarnasai. Right? This is Rabbi Yochanan who was Bein Nasiya, who lived in the house of the Nasi. This is not our Rabbi Yochanan. And then he says, Vaita says in the Gemara, Ella, so who is it like? Kehil v'shevna. The Chiyasar Abdim Yoham, Ahil v'shevna, Ochi Havu, they were brothers. Hillel Asad Kutaira. Rashi says that this Shevna was the brother of the Hillel that we know. Look at the bottom line of the page, the bottom. Hillel Asad Kutaira, Mitoch Oini Rav, Kinem Mefarsh Mesechus Yuma Daflamed Hei. That's the famous Gemara that that's the Gemara that says that no matter how poor a person is, he cannot use as an excuse why he didn't learn Torah. The cycle of Hillel learned Torah even in the most abject poverty. Interesting. He had all this poverty, so what support did he get? Very remarkable thing. But the Gemara here says that Hillel had a brother Shevna who used to take care of him. Right? Shevna Ovad Iska. Let us divide now the spoils of our learning.
That's what, he did not help him? That's right, he did not help him.
Right, that's the question that I'm asking you. So the Mefarshim discussed this question, different kufas and Hillel, but in the end Hillel became a Nasi, and then he became an Aisha God. The Rambam says that a Nasi is different because it's like Adlei Mishalecha, a certain chiyuvim that you have in the Rosh Hashiva that you have to make a mission famous, part of the Kabbalat Torah of his position. Otherwise, you're not allowed to support people, or to put it differently, people should not seek support and not take gifts. And all the gifts, except for that unique mitzvah of Nasi and so on, Rosh Hashiva, all those gifts are only little trinkets which a person takes simply as gestures of friendship and love. But real support, the Rambam, you know, the Feveshit of the Rambam, you have to be Mefarnes yourself. And the Rambam doesn't have any suffering at all. So that's where we'll stop right now.